afternoon to put it mildly?
I don't think we started the first half well enough. We looked really, really nervy for some reason, I don't know why. And obviously you look at some of the Queen of the South opportunities, I think we gave them. We gave them the ball away under no pressure, which is really unlike us. So we were really nervy first half. We lost a poor goal for the set piece, two free headers, which you just can't do. You've got to match your first one, then we switch off completely for the second one. So it's, wee things are costing us, but we've definitely got to be more confident than we were first half. I thought second half, the boys were totally different, especially going down to 10 men, which you look at the challenge again, there's nothing in the challenge. The two of them have got their feet off the deck, so it's usually a referee with gear. I'm booking for that, I'd imagine. I don't think it was much in it. And the boys responded, 10 men went for it. And the referees obviously get the big decisions. I think he's got them wrong.
What was
any other decisions that you felt? Well, you look at the penalty, and the one on Spency right at the end. Spency's in front of the boy, and the boys kicked him to the back. So surely it's a challenge for behind in the box. You can't do that, surely. But that's the decision the referees gave, and it probably sums up our day.
Was there an enforced substitution at half time with Higginbottom?
No, I think I could have probably took off four or five people at half time. So they're much better than that. First half, as I said, there was bits and pieces. We actually passed the ball all right, but as a goal threat, we need to do a lot more. We need to work a wee bit harder. And you could probably took off a few people there. But second half, there was a reaction for the players, and I thought young Paul came on, gave us a spark, and that's what it seemed to be missing. Came on, done well, it was a threat, and I thought the performance levels were much better second half. Oh, definitely. There's a few of them been chatting in the door. It was good to see Michael Payton back as well, because he's a big player. Obviously, he's not played a lot of game time, but it was good to get 90 minutes of him. But no, we've got to learn and learn quick. It's cheap goals we're giving away. I don't think there's a massive difference between the teams when you look at the game again. And probably the big decisions never went our way today. When you look at that incident, probably Ben's header as well could maybe have done a wee bit better. But we've got to be a wee bit more creative as well in the final third.
You were saying on a Thursday on about running the rule with a striker. Any news yet?
No, we're trying. There's a couple that we're looking at. We're speaking to them, so we'll just have to wait and see what happens over the next few days. But even then, if we're at a contract, we can still sign them after the window anyway.
50-50 in terms of possession today, but six corners, I think Queen's to one Dunfermline, and that kind of reflects the pressure.
The first half, we never get going at all. Whereas the second half, I thought we were a better team, even though we had 10 men. We were the ones creating chances, and they were on the back foot a wee bit. But you've certainly got to start games better than that. You've got to have a bit more belief.
Are you missing Joe Cardle's input? Yeah?
Oh, Joe's a massive player for us, but we've got good players. So even though Joe was missing, we should still have players capable of stepping in, no problem in playing.
What was wrong with Joe, was he?
He's been ill the last couple of days, so he's a big player, but he'll be back for next week.